The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sharing a little bit of your R&R this weekend with us. R&R time is precious. We appreciate you letting us in on yours. We have Adeline on the phone. Hey, Adeline.
Hey, Jolene. It's Adeline.
That's what I just said.
Hey, darling.
Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Is there an echo in here?
Well, I gotta tell you.
Huh.
Jim and I are real excited to be down here for the Dauphin Island Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo.
Yep, the Dauphin Island Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo down here on the Gulf Coast. Spent a lot of time there when I was growing up.
Now, for all y'all out-of-town listeners, that is Dauphin, D-A-U-P-H-I-N, Island, period.
Dauphin.
Not Dolphin, D-O-L-P-H-I-N.
Right.
Not like the fish.
Right.
Or the mammal. Jolene, is that a mammal?
Doesn't matter.
Or not like Flipper.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Not like Flipper.
Not D-O-L-P-H-I-N. Right. It's Dauphin, okay?
Yes, this weekend.
Right.
See, I know your show is on elsewheres, so I wanted to call and give people time to get down here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to just pour yourself up a pitcher of Xanadu.
Tell everybody what Xanadu is.
A Xanadu?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you crush up a Xanax into a cold container of Mountain Dew.
We don't encourage that, by the way. We just wanted to explain it. Go ahead.
Come on down.
Okay.
Now, everybody in Alabama can just hit I-65 and come straight on down when you can't go no more.
Right. Okay.
And then you turn left somewhere.
Well, there's a couple of turns in there somewhere, yeah.
Hell, just Google it. Y'all can find it.
I'm sure they can.
And for you guys over on the West Coast, it's easy.
Is it now?
First thing y'all gonna do is take the Redwood Highway to U.S. Highway 101 South, all right?
Redwood Highway.
Jolene, you've ever been on that Redwood Highway?
I have.
Them redwoods, them big-ass trees they got up there?
Yes.
Right. Well, then you go merge onto I-580 East, which turns into I-5.
I-5, okay.
Which also, coincidentally, was my winning bingo square last night.
Okay.
Then you're going to take I-210.
Okay.
To Pasadena, okay?
Okay.
Then you're going to go through Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
Through Arizona.
Okay.
And New Mexico.
Okay.
Which, Jolene, you do not have to have a passport to go through.
To go through where?
New Mexico.
I know that. Everybody knows that.
Well, I used to think you had to have a passport.
That's a shame.
Well, then you're going to get on I-10, and you're going to go through Houston. That's in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to come into Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go toward Harahan. Wait. Jeb, is that Harahan? Hammond. I can't remember.
It's Hammond.
Oh, he's drunk. It's Hammond. I remember now.
Okay.
I remember now. It's Hammond.
Okay. Hammond, Louisiana. All right.
All right. Then you're going to get this sensation, all right?
A sensation.
You're going to start feeling like that you have just forgot all the math you have ever learned in your life.
Why is that?
Because you're crossing over Mississippi.
That is offensive.
I am joking.
Okay.
Then you're going to turn into Alabama.
Okay.
At which point, you can just stop, get you a beef jerky, and ask anybody anywhere, where the hell is Dolphin Island Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo at?
Okay.
And they will tell you.
Okay.
Unless they are also drunk, then you're on your own.
Indeed. Now, where are y'all staying? What if people want to come see you guys? Where are you going to be?
Well, me and Jeb are going to be down there at the Dolphin Island Campground, where we will be enjoying secluded white beaches, bountiful fishing, and a semi-tropical Audubon bird sanctuary.
Ooh.
Also, we will be taking in American history, which will date back to the 15th century.
Wow. What kind of history?
You know, somebody told me about it, but I ain't never been no good at history, girl. You know, by now, all I retain is fluid. I can't remember all them dates and facts.
Okay.
I can't tell you nothing about it.
All right. That's informative.
What I do know is that Dolphin Island Campground offers a unique opportunity for everyone to enjoy the peaceful beauty of this Gulf Coast barrier island. You will enjoy free boat launches, fishing pier, and, of course, historic Fort Gaines is within a short walk.
Yeah, down there, actually, everything is within a short walking distance.
They got charter boats, excursion boats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the difference in them two is.
Mm-mm.
And if you want to go fishing, there is rod rental available.
Okay, rod rental.
Which they got that downtown, too, but that's a whole nother thing.
Family show.
But seriously, if you are a bird enthusiast,
mm-hmm.
Dolphin Island is one of the 10 most globally important sites for bird migration. They have a Gulfside 18-hole golf course, which I don't care about golf, but some people do. Swimming pools, restaurants, markets, bakery, gift shops, churches. And if any of y'all know George Clooney or Brad Pitt, you can tell them that they got an airstrip here, all right, so they can land their planes. And the campground's really nice, Jolene. They have power and water available, a bathhouse, washer dryers, a campground store, you know, the kind where the old men sit out in front of it and play checkers. They got one of them. A group pavilion with a large brick barbecue grill. You can rent bicycles, play shuffleboard, volleyball, horseshoes. There's all kind of stuff to do over here.
So what you're saying is making the decision to come down here from wherever you are should be a no-brainer.
It is very simple. Look around at where you are at right now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Sucks, don't it?
So if it does?
Yep, you should be down here.
That's what a great campaign for the Dolphin Island Chamber of Commerce. If it sucks where you are,
get in the car and come on down.
That'll fit on a billboard.
All right, darling, we'll talk to you soon. Listen, put on some Neil Diamond, will you?
Not a music show.
Bye.
She's not listening. I'll have to stop in on her and Jeb at the fishing rodeo. You know, one thing we do want everyone to really pay attention to, especially during busy weekends with lots of events going on at the fishing rodeo especially, and that's pay attention to other drivers. Because there's one way down there to Dolphin Island, and it seems like every 24 hours there's a terrible accident on I-10 at Rangeline Road during the rodeo. Rangeline Road itself is super packed. One thing that would help, of course, don't text while you're driving, and also slow down. If you don't, the state of Alabama might come up with something really irritating to encourage you to stop speeding.
On behalf of the Alabama State Troopers, I announce that Operation Southern Slowdown has begun. We will be instituting a new method of slowing drivers down that we call the faster you go, the slower we go. Here is an actual speeding traffic stop from a trooper's body cam.
Howdy, sir or madam. My name is Trooper Smith.
Yeah, hello.
That's S-M-I-T-H.
Yeah, fine.
Some people spell Smith with a Y. I don't.
Could we hurry this up, please?
The reason I stopped you today is 'cause you were...
Speeding! I was speeding!
Speeding. Yep. I'm gonna have to...
Give me a ticket.
Write you...
A ticket.
Up for speeding.
Yeah, fine.
What is your name?
Fred Jones.
Do you spell that F?
R-E-D.
R-E-D. How's that?
E-D.
I'm sorry to hear that. Have you tried the Alabama Men's Clinic?
F-R-E-D.
Oh, last name?
Jones.
That's J...
O-N-E-S.
Oh.
Look, I'll just pay for it right now. How much is it?
Hold on. I'll add it up. Oops. Gotta start over.
Here's $200. Will that cover it?
Yeah. That should be O...
K! K!
K.
Can I go now?
Right after you take the pledge not to speed anymore.
Pledge?
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I pledge...
That I won't speed.
To drive...
Slowly.
Safely.
Just take the car. I'll walk.
Oh my God, that's not irritating, is it? God, can you imagine? Oh, please slow down. You guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Are you planning a wedding reception, party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900. Ask them to give you the rundown of what's ready to go in the freezer. You know that family beach trip you have planned? Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? You need to spend time working on your tan. Visit on the web at neymanscatering.com.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Moonbeam Marvin's Organic Treats. And here's Marvin's spokesperson, Earl T.
You gotta try these organic treats, man. No animals were harmed for this food. No animal parts were used in cooking. It's a bowl of rocks. Crunchy. Ow. Loaded with minerals. Lots of minerals. They rock. Moonbeam Marvin's organic treats. Don't take them for granted. Oh, wait. Yes, they are. Whoa, hey, this is Earl T. Reminding you that, Oh, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for spending some of your precious me time with us. And, you know, you no longer have to be attached to the radio at 4 on Saturday afternoon or for our replay on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., which was strategically placed in that time slot to give you something to put you in a good mood before you get really frustrated trying to get the family into the car for church. You know what I'm talking about? It can be a very stressful time. This weekend, many of you are at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo on beautiful Dauphin Island. Please stay hydrated and drive safely. Maybe chug down an ice water between those beers. It do help. You know, a very, very long time ago, Sean Sullivan was doing a morning show on another station, and we were friends, still are friends, and I used to drop by occasionally to subject him to my assorted wisdoms and the occasional song rework or parody thereof. I did a song about the couple we're all too familiar with, the man and woman who found love at the fishing rodeo.
A long time ago, on the morning show, far, far away.
No, they found love.
Or Playtex.
What are they wearing? They found love at the rodeo. They're drinking fast and eating Marlboros. Please go put on some clothes down at the rodeo.
Yeah, well, that was a good one. I'm sure that couple will be back. It's like whack-a-mole. There's always someone to take their place. So there'll be one there this year, a couple of them. So we're going to rework that for next week's show. Right now, we have Reggie in the studio with us. If you're not familiar with Reggie, he has been with the show since, my gosh, forever. 2009, right? Very close friend of the family, Roxbury player. And he lives back in the bunkhouse on the backside of the property with Earl T. They are purposely way far away from the main house. He's coming in now. Okay, pull up a chair. Here you go.
Hey, Janelle.
Hey.
How you been doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's,
you good?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last week was our 500th episode. And we were, most of us were at the beach. So we really didn't do any type of celebration, anything special. Jim said, do you have an idea for something next weekend?
Yeah. So I was thinking that since me and Earl T, we are done with all the projects, all the bunkhouse projects, you know, mm-hmm. and everything. I thought maybe we could hold us a Cinco Centennial celebration at the place out there.
A Cinco Centennial.
Your Cinco Centennial, like 500, you know what I'm saying, in Mexican.
Okay.
But I handle everything as per usual. You know, I got to do everything around here, you know.
That's not true. That's never been true.
I do, too.
Not.
All right. Well, actually, I already got it planned out, see.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens mm-hmm. that I happen to have it all illustrated right here.
Is this okay, what I'm looking at right. here? What is this?
Let me see here.
What is this?
All right. Let's see. On the back side. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
turn it over. Right. It looks like the same thing.
All right. Here's my vision of the celebration. Okay. This is my layout, how it's going to work.
This doesn't look right.
Don't worry about it, Jolene.
Mm-mm.
All right.
I can tell right off the bat, this is not going to work, and you
all
don't.
Right.
No.
Right.
How can you differentiate the certain areas?
That's why I use colored pencils. See, it don't bleed through.
Right over here? Okay.
You can't even tell it's on there.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
All right, whatever.
It's irritating.
Hey, just look at it. All right? All right.
I'm looking.
So here where everybody finna come in. They'll pull in right here, and then they park. Everybody gonna park right here.
Okay. That's farmland over there.
You ain't planted nothing over there, right? Ain't no crops coming up over there by the end, right?
Yeah, there's stuff planted over there. It'll be there for the next 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah. It's a farm.
Wait.
Yeah. So that's not going to work.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, see, I didn't know that. So I'm all right.
You live here. You should know that.
Well, I mean, I ain't know it was 6 weeks.
That's pretty sad. Mm-mm.
All right, so I was thinking we were looking at late fall. So I got to cancel everything. I cancel all the jumpy things. I got to cancel the Master Blaster and the Bouncing Monkey. I mean, we can't have folks passing out from the heat and all them things. You know what I'm saying? It gets hot up in there.
It's way too hot for jumpy things.
We all sticky and nasty. Everybody jumping and sweating everywhere, rubbing their bodies on everything.
Gross.
Oh, man, it's a mess. And the bonfires, can't have no good fire, no, huh?
No bonfire.
That off.
No bonfires.
The hayrides got to go. Can't have no hayrides.
Hot hayride.
You know, all kind of bugs hiding the hay.
Yes.
When it gets hot like that. The brown inclusives, spiders get up in there.
That's not right.
Anyway, I'll figure it out. I just want to let you know I'm on top of it. All right, I'm going to have to rework this whole thing.
We'll talk about it.
Later on.
She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl.
Midtown girl.
When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels.
Feeds the squirrels.
She's conscientious and her yard looks good.
Yard goes good.
She picks up litter in her neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
On Sunday morning. She brunches, loves holding hands.
Holding hands.
When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a Midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Soccer, they dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
Yeah, if you heard it, you probably did hear it from him. J.J. McCaffrey. Roxbury player J.J. McCaffrey. I miss him so much. J.J. passed away in December, on this past December 5th, to be exact. We miss him a lot. But his presence is in this studio every single day. I can promise you that. One of the many things I remember about J.J., he loved him some FM Talk 106.5. He kept it on all day long from the morning show with Dan and Dalton. He listened to the Jeff Poor Show, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, and he was a huge Alabama football fan, so he did love listening to Paul Feinbaum. Everything football, basically. SEC football especially. But I remember the very first day the FM Talk 106.5 app came out. Outside the FM Talk employees, I bet he was one of the first people to download that app. Because whenever he would miss the playback of our show, he could always go straight to the podcast on the app. And you can do that as well, so be sure to download that FM Talk 106.5 app so you will never miss one of our shows or any of the other fine programs they carry. You guys need to stay right where you are because we'll be back after this.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Neiman's Catering. Neiman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Neiman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at neimanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Neiman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Neiman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
A Roxbury flashback. Flashback.
Hey, baby, flashback. It's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, listen, I need you to come pick me up today. My car door stuck again, will not open.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's the matter with it. And it's the one on the driver's side, and I refuse to crawl in through the passenger side anymore.
I know. You don't need to be climbing over that thing. You're going to get hurt.
You know, I got one of them big-ass armrests in the middle of the seat, and I just can't get over that damn thing.
I know. That armrest in your car is huge.
I remember when they had no armrests at all in the front seat. It was perfect. We just had the one big bench seat, went straight across. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the one in the Mercury, Jolene?
The Mercury?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember the Mercury. Yes.
They don't make cars like that one no more. You felt safe driving a car back in the day, because it was built like a Sherman tank.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how your dad used to always smoke a cigarette every time he'd pump gas?
Yes, I remember. It used to scare me to death.
Yeah, well, he was a Winston man, Jolene, and he just couldn't do without him. Hey, I need you to come pick me up and take me to the JCPenney's, Jolene. I gotta buy a new bra.
Hey, okay. Okay, I'll take you. We're on the air now.
My old one just doesn't do the job anymore. I need to give the girls a little pick-me-up before I hit the class reunion circuit. Excuse me. I think there's a class of 42 meeting down at the beach this weekend, and I'm sure it's a luau theme.
Oh.
Yeah, well, so I've got to make sure my coconuts are up a little higher than my new belt.
Okay.
Yeah. I had glued some rhinestones and made one of them bedazzlers, you know, the bedazzler belt, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Jessica Simpson had on in that picture, you know, that she was so fat in on E! News. Remember that?
I do.
Anyway, just like that.
I remember.
So anyway, I need a new bra so the girls don't cover up that belt, you know. I mean, just because I'm a senior citizen doesn't mean my girls have to drag the floor.
Mom, I got that picture in my head.
Okay, well, come on over right after the show, honey, okay?
Okay.
You're still doing your little show, right?
Yeah, I'm still doing my little show.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I don't listen to it. I'm way too busy on the weekends, Jolene. All right.
I know.
Well, I'll see you shortly. Love all you, right. baby.
Love you too, Mom. See you in a little while. Anybody want to come with us? Until you've been bra shopping with my mom, you haven't lived. I like to shop by myself. You know, occasionally, I'll go with a sister or two, a friend or two. And they usually, I don't do it that often because they usually end up teaming up against me and making me go into stores I don't want to go in, you know, restaurants where I don't want to eat. And the worst thing is, they make me stay longer than I would like. And I cannot stand trying on clothes. It's necessary sometimes, of course. But just trying them on for the sake of, you know, doing a fashion show for each other? Uh-uh. That's not me. One day, not very long ago, I went shopping with Belle Cadeau. And Adeline was visiting for the weekend. And we decided to go into a certain part of town where Belle likes to shop. I'll leave it at that. She likes really high-end shops. The smaller the shop, the better she likes it. I couldn't care less as long as we get in there and out of there, you know? Adeline hated it. Now, the day she met up with us, she must have been working out in the field, you know, for the better part of the day. Like out digging in the yard. She looked a bit bedraggled. And the store we were in, they were kind of giving her the side eye. Just watching her closely. Let's say it that way.
It's rare the three of us go shopping.
I prefer to shop alone.
And I look for sales.
Oh, I love looking for bargains.
Jolene, you know you always end up spending way too much money.
And you embarrass me talking on speakerphone.
And Belle, that whoop-de-doo shop you took us in.
It's a lovely boutique.
Well, everyone had an attitude.
That is not true.
You know, I wouldn't have minded a bit if the sales lady there hadn't been so rude.
Her lips were stupid, puffy, she was rude and ugly, yes she was.
What do you think she got injected in them things?
It was a big mistake, cause she works on commission, yes she does.
Well, they do have to be wary of shoplifters.
And Bill.
I found something I thought might look good on me. I said, hey, I'll try on this dress.
Oh, I always have to be in full makeup when I try on clothes.
Oh, yeah, my hair was such a mess.
It kind of was.
I asked Miss Thing, where's the dressing room at? She looked me up and down.
You did look rather scruffy, did you?
Then she made a face like she smelled a fart. Hey, this ain't the only store in town, you bitch.
Her lips were stupid puffy. She was rude and ugly. Yes, she was.
She had a tad too much filler. Bless her heart.
Big mistake, cause she works on commission. Yes, she does.
I swear this happens every time we go somewhere with you, Belle. It's just, I can't go in these uppity stores no more.
Well, they don't, obviously,
too
sedity
for me.
Too sedity for me. It doesn't even make sense.
No.
Don't mention the name.
Did I mention the store?
No, I'm not going to mention the store. Sean Sullivan said
I
never mention the name.
I haven't been in trouble with Sean in 15 years.
You don't have any self-control. Sedity. Yeah. Sadditty. S-A-D-I-T-T-Y. It means conceited, snobby, arrogant. Having the perception you are superior to others. It's an old school word. It's perfect. Okay, enough of that. How about let's take a trip to Belle's kitchen?
Music. We have a totally different theme for today. I brought along my very own. You'll understand why when we get into the recipe.
I think you've already been into the recipe.
That's not funny.
Is this it?
Yes.
That's it. That's what you want to use.
Yes, that's it.
Hmm.
What's your problem?
Whatever.
Just kind of step off for just a few minutes, would you please?
It's not a problem. It sounds like one of those old after-school specials where they're trying to teach everybody Spanish.
All right, here we go again. There's nothing wrong with this music. Would you shut up? This is Belle Cadeau, and welcome to Belle's Calypso Cajun Kitchen. Whee! And with me today, the inimitable Alec Naiman, everybody. Give it up.
Well, let's get on down here to the Caribbean now. I got a good Caribbean pork tenderloin.
Okay. What do you call your Caribbean grilled pork tenderloin?
It's called my grilled Caribbean pork tenderloin.
How do we slice this, Alec?
Just cut it in half. All right. Now you want to get you some ripe pineapples, okay? And take the rind off the pineapple. But I like those golden pineapples that you get. The dull Caribbean pineapple. Maybe they don't come from Caribbean, but it's somewhere like that. Maybe Hawaii or Mexico or South America.
It's just geography, huh?
I don't know where they come from. But anyhow, I like those golden pineapples. Then I like to get me some yellow skin plantains, and I peel them too. That's basically all I need is some pineapple and plantains. Because the rest of my stuff is all marinades. All right, we're going to take and get us some fresh orange juice. You need about a cup of the fresh orange juice. You need about a quarter cup of some distilled vinegar. Now, you can use rice vinegar. You can use other vinegars. But the distilled vinegar was perfect with this dish. All right, get you about 3/4 teaspoon of some ground cinnamon. About 3/4 teaspoon of some ground nutmeg. You got to get about 3 tablespoons of some fresh lime juice. You know, you take the lime and the coconut and mix it all up. Plantain, pineapple, and lime. All right, now we're going to take about 1/2 cup of some green onions. We're going to slice them real thin. We're going to get us about maybe 1.5 tablespoons of serrano peppers. Ooh, yes. We're going to mince them up pretty good. We're just going to chop them, chop. All right, take a teaspoon or so of some ground allspice. A cup of that tamari stuff. You know what I mean? If you don't know what tamari, it says tamari on the label. You'll find it over there in like the Polynesian or the Asian or any of that shelf. Well, you just go over to the shelf and you'll find the tamari. All right? And all you need from there is just some fresh garlic. We're going to mince it up, okay? Now, here's the thing. You take the marinade. You combine all those ingredients. Let's talk about that marinade. Orange juice, distilled vinegar, cinnamon, nutmeg, lime juice, green onions, serrano peppers, allspice, tamari, and some garlic. All right, that's your marinade. So you want to coat this pork tenderloin and with all this marinade. You want to coat it real good. You want to marinate it for about 4 hours. In the meantime, you want to take this pineapple, and you're going to take the core off the outside of it with your knife. Then you want to cut it lengthwise. You know what that means? You got round, and then you got long. That means longwise, okay? You want to make about 8 wedges. And then, of course, remove the core right in the middle, down the middle of the pineapple. You want to cut this pineapple into like 8 nice wedges, okay? Then you get that plantain and you peel it and you want to split it long ways, lengthwise. cut it in half. You know what I mean? Like a long banana, you split it down. That's like a banana split. All right. Plantain look like a banana, but it's not a banana. You place the pork and the pineapple in the center of a hot grill. Now, this time, you got to have turned on the grill. I forgot to tell you, turn on the grill. That's important. Do that first. Get it really, really hot. You put the pork and the pineapple right in the center of the grill. You want to make it about 6 or 7 inches above the flame if you're using charcoal.
All right.
If you're using gas. Okay, because charcoal, you don't really don't want your coals to have a big flame on it. I just got to
keep Earl away from it then.
But you don't want to, you're cooking it kind of like you would a steak. You're not going to cover it and smoke it like you would some rib. You're going to grill it, okay?
Okay.
So in the meantime, you place the plantains around the outer edge of your grill because you don't want them over the direct fire. They'll turn to mush if you put them right over the real fire. So you put them around the outer edges of your grill. But your pineapple can get some good grill marks on it, and so can the pork. In the meantime, you want to cook the pork about 7 minutes on each side. Now, technically, this pork loin is round. So how many sides does it have? Does it have 4 sides, 2 sides? What do you think? Well, we're going to call it that it has 2 sides. So in other words, about 7 minutes, you want to flip the pork tenderloin over to the other side. In the meantime, you're browning the pineapple on all sides. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes to cook the pineapple, too. So after about 6 or 7 minutes, you want to flip the pineapple over and grill the other side. And the plantains, you want to grill them no more than about 8 or 10 minutes because you just till they're soft, okay? Then you pull the pork loin off the grill. You slice it thinly. You serve it with the sliced fruit. I'm telling you, grilled pineapple, some grilled plantain, and pork tenderloin, you can't beat it for going to the Caribbean Islands. So I hope to see y'all there. Hope you enjoy.
I'm Belle Cadeau. And thank you for joining us this week in Belle's Calypso Cajun Chicken.
Cajun what?
What did I say?
You said chicken.
Oh, they know what I meant.
We'll be right back, everybody.
The Julie Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to this weekend. We appreciate you sharing some of your valuable me time with us.
Hi, Jolene. It's Larry Carey.
Hey, Larry. Hey, everybody. It's Larry Carey. What are you doing?
I heard you talking about the fishing rodeo on Dauphin Island.
Yep.
I've been on
Larry?
Yeah, idea.
You've been where? Let's try that again.
I've been on Wikipedia for a while, and I have some background that might be interesting to you.
Okay. Okay.
If not, it makes me feel smart talking about it anyway.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
Dauphin Island and Mobile Bay were mapped as early as 1519 by Alonso Pineda. In 1699, the French explorer Pierre Lemoyne d'Iberville decided to locate a colony there because of the abundant timber, reliable supply of fresh water, and a real groovy harbor. Mama always told me that's what you need for a good colonization along the Gulf Coast. A really groovy harbor, Jolene.
Okay.
In 1707, the French renamed the island in honor of the heir to the French throne, Dauphine.
Dauphine, okay.
Now that's Dauphine, Jolene. D-A-U.
Okay.
Not like a dolphin.
Adeline already explained that to us.
It's like Flipper.
I know. Not like Dolphin. It's Dauphin.
Anyway,
okay.
During this period, the island was capital of the Louisiana Territory, which equaled almost 2/3 of the United States. Holy crap! Although the colony was able to rebuild from a pirate raid in 1711, a devastating hurricane 6 years later almost destroyed the fledgling settlement.
Yikes.
Over the next century, control of Dauphin Island switched from France to Great Britain and to Spain in 1780.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, in 1813, the United States seized the territory around Mobile Bay. The British captured Dauphin Island and used it as a campaign against Mobile.
Really?
In 1853, Congress named Fort Gaines after General Edmund Pendleton Gaines. While still a young officer, Gaines received national recognition when he led the detachment which captured former Vice President Aaron Burr, who had been accused of participating in a conspiracy to commit treason.
Hmm?
Wait a minute.
Hmm.
Aaron Burr.
Yeah?
Wasn't he the star of the action-packed wheelchair litigator Perry Mason series from the 1970s, Jolene.
No, that was Raymond Burr. You know, Larry, I'm loving all the history. We're running out of time, though.
I'll let you go, Jolene. My condor got out of its cage.
Your condor?
See you later, girly.
An educational, rare educational moment with Larry Carey. You know, I remember, I haven't been to the fishing rodeo in a really long time. I've always been working, so, or at least I was on Saturday, and then when Sunday would roll around, I was just too tired, so I missed a good bit of the fun. But I heard stories. Oh, and I got to see all the pictures. And there was one guy, he seemed to pop up in every picture. It was before photobombing was a thing. He was walking around with no shirt. And that's fine, because, you know, you are outside and it's hot and you're at the beach and all of that. So I don't fault him for being shirtless. And he seemed to be very proud of his hairdo. Yeah, it was back when the mullet style was very popular. Billy Ray Cyrus had just come on the scene, so this guy was fashioning himself after Billy Ray. And in each picture, he had a different alcoholic beverage in his hand. You could tell, well, he was refilling the same one, I guess, but he was drinking a lot. I thought, man, when Monday comes around for you and your mullet, that'll be something.
What?
Is it 6 a.m. already? He was just in the middle of a dream.
Yeah, honey, I know you want it, and I got it.
He was dreaming about the babysitter. What a perv, she's 16.
But I got an ID here, says you're 21.
He knows he better get to work, because if he don't, he won't get paid.
I got plans for that green.
Spent all his paycheck on his truck. He's thinking deerskin seats just might get him laid.
That and my hair should do it.
It's just another mullet Monday.
Ain't it pretty?
He wishes it was Sunday.
Hallelujah.
His drinking clean is gun day.
Beer and gun oil.
His neighbor's screaming run day.
How y'all doing?
It's just another mullet Monday.
Hand me that brush.
Got to get more beer and six. He'll barely get to work on time.
I just hope nobody makes no loud noises.
But his girlfriend's car won't start. He'll just stay home today. That's just fine.
It's what the Lord decreed, yeah.
He has a cup of coffee, showers, then he picks out what he's gonna wear.
What ensemble should I impress folks with today?
An undershirt and jeans will do, but the most important thing's his hair.
My crowning glory!
It's just another mullet Monday.
Garfield's right about Monday.
He wishes it was Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's drink and clean your gun day.
My bear!
His neighbor's screaming run day.
I'll be quiet.
It's just another mullet Monday.
Boo-pa-choo.
Every other week he goes to pick up his kids and has to face her evil stare.
Ex-wife.
Ew.
Ex-wife.
And if that isn't bad enough, he sees his best friend's pickup truck is there.
Oh, hell no.
She hollers in her Marlboro voice.
He ain't paid me in 6 months. Lock his ass up, boys.
No.
Once again, she's called the cops.
Cause she thinks it's fun.
Just another mullet Monday.
What are my handcuffs for?
He wishes it was Sunday.
What restraining order?
It's drink and clean your gun day.
Bail is how much?
His neighbor's screaming run day.
Hell!
Just another mullet Monday.
At least I have my hair.
Ooh, it's DNA test day.
Easy with that swab.
They might not be his kids anyway.
I knew it.
It's just another mullet Monday.
No more child support for you, honey. Like I sent you any anyway.
It's going to do it for us. We will meet you guys right back here next week. Remember to go to fmtalk1065.com. That's where the podcast lives, in addition to our Facebook page. You can still catch us if you miss us. Or if somebody was making a lot of noise or talking to you the whole time you were trying to listen to the show, podcast, there you go. Have a great week. Meet us right back here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.